Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Good morning. I'm Anna Sale in for Brian Lehrer. The national employment numbers out today show fewer people filing jobless claims. Those numbers went up in the wake of Sandy, but seem to be stabilizing. But we want to know what your story is. Have you found work cleaning up or repairing since the storm? Did you lose your job after Sandy? Is your place of business still closed? Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post your Sandy job story at our show page. Click on WNYC.org, then click Brian Lehrer Show. Joining me to talk about the mix of numbers is Greg David, the director of the Business and Economics Reporting Program at CUNY Journalism School and a contributor to Crane's New York Business. Hi, Greg. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you. Good morning.
So this area is still pretty hard hit when it comes to unemployment claims after Sandy, but is it starting to improve?
Well, unemployment claims are a very difficult thing to track. But yes, we think it's pretty clear that fewer people are applying for unemployment claims. Though actually, I think that's the wrong thing to look at. There are special unemployment provisions for people who are hurt by disasters. They're easier to get, fewer questions, many fewer requirements. The issue is not more people filing for claims, and the issue, which is very hard to track, is whether the job losses are temporary or permanent. I mean, restaurants were closed for a week. Normally, if a restaurant closes, you don't get unemployment right away, but for a disaster, you do. Well, did the restaurant reopen a week later, or is it still closed? That's really, I think, the crucial economic issue for us.
So when we talk about how Sandy has affected the economies in New York and New Jersey, it certainly seems difficult to come up with a conclusion because it's certainly been good if you're a Con Ed worker who's been accruing lots of overtime, not so good if your business was wiped out along the Jersey Shore. Is that sort of what we're seeing, a sector by sector, you know, huge variations?
Well, there are two things to say. The first thing is, yes, storms create winners and losers, at least storms like this. Look, Sandy had widespread damage in coastal areas, but it isn't like Katrina. It didn't wipe out the whole city or partial portions of the city or even in total large sections of New Jersey. So within the initial phase, yes, it's a winners and losers story. I mean, I wrote extensively about Con Ed workers. I bumped into a group at my local bagel shop, and the guy was kidding his colleague who'd worked 20 straight days, most of it on overtime, that he better be careful he didn't hurt his back on the way to the bank. So yes, that's definitely happening. But you know, what we know is that hurricanes are one of the most studied economic events ever. And what we know is that there's initial disruption and initial cost, and some of which is very significant, but there's also this enormous economic boost from rebuilding efforts. We're still in the first phase, but eventually there is going to be lots of economic activity that will probably more than offset the losses. People have studied hurricanes. The only exceptions to that rule are Katrina and Homestead, Florida, after Hurricane Andrew, where communities never came back to what they were. And I think it's important to note that both those areas were poor to begin with. And while there's enormous loss and devastation, and of course there was a tremendous loss of life as well, the areas we're talking about, the shore of Long Island, the shore areas of New York City, and especially the New Jersey shore, are about as wealthy as you can get in this country. So not only are there going to be insurance proceeds and FEMA, many of the people in those areas have the economic resources to rebuild.
Pamela in Hoboken, your job was affected by Sandy. What happened?
Well, actually, my husband is a physician in Hoboken, and he has a medical office that looks like a river you could go boating in during right after the storm. And unfortunately, they had to strip everything back down. All the subflooring and the walls had to come out. And he has patients that he can't see because he doesn't have an office, and they're working really hard to restore it. But meanwhile, he's paying staff that can't work, so he can't you know, see patients, but he still has to continue paying his staff. And we wish we, in retrospect, knew about office interruption insurance. We never even heard of that before. So it's been really difficult.
Interesting. That brings up an interesting point, because New Jersey Governor Chris Christie talked at his press conference yesterday about how this region is just not used to dealing with hurricanes. Here's what he said when he was asked about what the ultimate economic impact of Sandy might be.
I just don't have a crystal ball, and nor do we have a New Jersey model to look at for this type of catastrophe before and the effect it'll have on the economy. So we'd just be shooting in the dark, and I'd prefer not to do that.
So, Greg David, you say hurricanes and their economic impact have been extensively studied, but how different might it be in the New York-New Jersey region because of the economy here?
Oh, none.
None.
None. I mean, look, let's understand what's happening here. You know, those of us who've been around in New York saw this after September 11th. After September 11th, New York was in a position of asking the federal government for $20 billion. That was a figure, by the way, that Chuck Schumer pulled out of the air in a meeting with President Bush. Once he did that, it became like a litmus test. We deserve the $20 billion. We need to get there. And there were these enormous efforts made to justify the $20 billion. So in the period after September 11th, everything that went wrong in New York was attributed to the terrorist attacks. In fact, the New York City economy was only temporarily affected by the terrorist attacks, as some really great work by the New York Fed proved. What happened is we had a recession in New York, but it wasn't because of the terrorist attacks. It was because the tech bubble burst and Wall Street plunged. And pretty soon, the city bounced back by 2003, not because of the $20 billion, but because Wall Street boomed again. You know, the president of the Fed, Bill Dudley, just gave a speech this morning, and he goes through the ups and downsides, and he's being very cautious. Yes, there's a lot of damage. But I think here's the crucial paragraph. Past studies suggest that reconstruction spending provides a powerful stimulus to the local economies, both in its direct effects and its associated multiplier effects. Thus, I expect that reconstruction will provide a similar sizable boost to our regional economic activity, and one that is likely to continue well into 23. Finally, we have the great Cuomo misstep of the last week. Earlier this week, the governor, in his infinite wisdom, compared Katrina to Sandy and claimed that Sandy was worse. Well, it didn't take journalists long to figure out that that was absurd. And the New York Times, if you go on NYT.com, has this wonderful comparison that shows clearly that Sandy was a fraction of the damage of Katrina, with one possible exception, and that is we had more electricity outages, although even there the crucial question is how long the outages lasted, not that we had more. So the politicians are out, as maybe you could argue is their job, to get as much money out of Albany as out of Washington as possible. And we'll see a repeat of 2011. And if you have me on about a year from now, I think we'd have a very different picture of what happened to the economy.
So as far as Governor Cuomo and Governor Christie talking about the potential economic downfalls and pain from Sandy, you were pointing out that that is very much a political calculation as they are putting together their proposals and asks for Congress. They need to make the point that Sandy had major economic impacts on the region to make the argument that we need major federal funding to recover. But you're saying it's just hurricanes have shown that's not necessarily the case.
Well, that's all true. I will say this. Hurricanes, you do improve because you do get a lot of money for Washington, and we do deserve money from Washington. But, you know, if you listen to this, here's the way the issue really ought to work. Cuomo and the MTA haven't asked for money to repair. They've asked for money to improve. Should the federal government finance improvements to New York's infrastructure because of Sandy? You could argue that, but essentially that's what we're asking for. You know, the Fed, in Dudley's speech today, the Fed has declined to put a number on the impact yet. They say they don't have any numbers. And I looked at I spent some time looking at the documents the city put out. I think what their number is like around $9 billion.
That's right. Total impact of $19 billion, with $9 billion they're asking for in addition to FEMA reimbursements.
But they can't tell me how much of that is because of damage in any borough, because they didn't do it that way.
That's right. A large share of both the New York and New Jersey estimates of losses hinge on economic losses and losses of businesses. So this is wrapped up very much in what you're talking about.
And those, look, the person who called in, that doctor has lost a lot of income. That's absolutely true. And he will not replace it. Have his patients gone elsewhere? That's another question you have to ask.
Well, I think that's the question I have then is, you know, when talking about the overall economic impact of a disaster such as Sandy, perhaps when we look back 5 years from now, we could see that New York and New Jersey benefited once construction got going, once federal money started funding, once major infrastructure projects got going. But how long does it take to get to the upside after a disaster?
Oh, sometime next year. It's not 5 years. It's sometime next year.
Huh.
It's literally that close. Also, this is so we talk about the doctor, or let's talk about the restaurants that were closed. Where I live in Westchester, a lot of places were closed. That's true, and they suffered a lot. But the places I go to in the morning for coffee were open, and they had like three times the amount of business that they usually had. So when the mayor and the governor put out economic losses, are they deducting the places that are doing so well?
Well, one of the
That's true. People didn't dine in lower Manhattan, but a lot of them dined in Midtown during the equation. It's, you know, economics is a callous business. But it tells us some things. And one of the things it does is that there are often offsets.
Isn't it a very different story in New York versus New Jersey, though? The Jersey Shore, there's a bit of a time pressure to make sure it's up and running by summer tourist season. If that doesn't happen, won't the economic losses be much more severe in New Jersey than if they're able to get the pace up quickly?
That's true. That's absolutely true. But there's another part of the Jersey story that ought to be brought to bear. And indeed, if you listen to Christie's press conferences, he's pretty clear about it. One of the things that is a problem for the Jersey Shore is that many of those places are second homes, and there's no FEMA money for second homes. Now, I don't think we think there should be FEMA money for second homes, right? I mean, federal taxpayers should not be bailing out people who can afford second homes.
Right. So if people make the calculation not to rebuild their second homes and it changes the real estate market in the Jersey Shore, how significant an economic impact could that be?
Well, it'll be an impact for the Jersey Shore. Will it be an impact for the whole state? But even if it is an impact for the Jersey Shore, I don't think we want federal taxpayers bailing out people so they can have second homes. We have more important priorities these days, don't we?
But the question of bailout is different than just the overall economic impact. For example, permanent relocation of you know, second homes as well as jobs. How much are we worried about people making calculations, deciding it's not worth it to rebuild, and thus that economic benefit doesn't get added to our regional economy?
I think there is possibility that there will be economic transfer from coastal areas to elsewhere. You're right. And I'm not so sure that it shouldn't be. You know, there's been an enormous amount of coverage these days about how bad the situation is with the National Flood Insurance Program. Premiums are going to rise substantially, and some people won't be able to afford them. That's true. And the question is, will those people relocate out of the area or just out of the coastal areas? And my guess is out of the coastal areas. So, yes, there will be less economic activity along coastal areas, or there may be demographic change. But sometimes there are issues that trump local economic impact. Sometimes it's just it doesn't make sense to build houses along the coast if they're going to be washed out every 2 years, does it?
Lauren, in Fairfield County, you called in with your own story. How has Sandy affected your family's job situation?
Yes, hello. I called because my husband is management in Con Edison, and he put in 12 to 18-hour days happily to help a part of the cause. But just to point out that management does not earn overtime, and nor do they for the people who work in fiber optics such as Verizon. So there was a group of people who basically were temporary single parents while their spouses were working insane hours. Insane conditions,
too. Is it pretty much back to normal in your household now?
Yeah. Yeah, it's back to normal.
All right. Greg, David, I've got a question for you. Can I say that
I really appreciate the work those people do?
Absolutely.
And one of the worst things about this storm, and one of the worst things is the way Cuomo has gone after utilities without any reference to whether they did a good job or not. Indeed, even though he's personally culpable for much of the problems at LIPA, indeed, I think it's really absurd that the whole policy here is going to be to blame Con Ed, which by any measure in the work that I've done has really done a really good job, because he needs to deflect attention away from LIPA's problems and his role in it. And I think the people at Con Ed do deserve our thanks for an enormous effort. And I don't like the way the politics are going to play out about this and one at all.
So politics at work, as politicians put together their calculations of economic losses, and might not be exactly what the economic impact of Sandy might be. You're saying it actually might be a benefit for the region. Greg David, I want to ask you one more question about a job story today, and that is the attempt to organize fast food workers here in the city. The Times has a report from a McDonald's on 40th and Madison where the walkout started. Have unions had any success with unionizing service and retail jobs here?
No, they haven't had any success, and they continue to try, and they need to continue to try, because it's clear, you know, New York remains the most unionized city in the country, and New York State's the most unionized state in the country. About 24% of all people in New York, belong to a union, but that's not because the private sector is so unionized. It's because our public sector is more unionized than anyone else. There's been a lot of growth in low-wage jobs, in all kinds of retail jobs, and if the unions are going to survive, they have to find out some way to organize those people. The problem is that it's very hard to organize in places that have high turnover, and retail at God knows McDonald's has very high turnover. We've seen efforts in car washes. There were demonstrations last Friday against Walmart. Will the effort continue? It has to continue from the union's perspective. Will it be successful? I'm waiting to see some evidence that they can succeed.
All right, Greg David's been my guest. He's the director of the Business and Economics Reporting Program at CUNY Journalism School and a contributor to Crane's New York Business. Thanks so much for joining us again.
My pleasure.
And before we go out, one more Sandy job story. Norm from Manhattan. It's not just construction workers who are getting more work. What's your story?
I am a documentary television and film producer. And, I regret to say that this provided a great deal of opportunity for television production. You know, with foreign companies posting on job sites, we need a New York producer, we need a fixer, we need somebody who can handle this disaster. And as you know, many television producers are quite skilled at working in disaster zones.
All right, Norm from Manhattan, one of the people who have benefited from extra work after Sandy. Of course, many still struggling. This is a story we will continue to keep watching in the months and even years ahead. Coming up, we're going to look at the financial meltdown, a story from years ago, and how it's still affecting us. And we're going to ask, how again did they get away with it? I'm Anna Sale in for Brian Lehrer.